And then for about a month or so, I didn't do anything. And at that time, Silver's Rights, you know, was starting. Things were starting to really happen with the civil rights. And at that time, Ruby Duncan's and the mothers, you know, they started to march. And I mean, really get things heated up here in Las Vegas. And along come the federal government with this on-the-job training program. And I heard about this on-the-job training program. And so I called. And at that time, you had to call the welfare office, okay? So I called the welfare office, and they told me that the program had just ended, okay? That they weren't taking any more applications. But you know what they say? It's the squeaky wheel that gets the attention,
that's right,
okay?
Yes.
I couldn't take the no for, I just couldn't take that for an answer, so I called them every day.
Okay.
They told me the same thing every day. So I guess they got tired of me calling them. So when they finally said, well, okay, we're going to send you, you know, we're going to find some place. We're going to send you. We're going to send you out to the university. And they sent me out to the university. And I didn't know until a few years ago when they told me that, as far as they know, that I am the first African-American to work in a library in the state of Nevada. I didn't know that. You know, I didn't know that.
Wow.
But that's how I ended up at UNLV.